it appears that we are officially transitioning into Christmas mode. So thank you, Debbie, and we look forward to a blessed time here during the service. And as we look, there are those things for our church family here at Temple. Read those December events as we get into the Christmas season. And that'll give you the layout on the 16th and the 23rd as we celebrate the Lord's coming. And for those that want an extra little bit of music for the season, check where Arioso is going to be, because we love two of them particularly, you know. But we just so much appreciate them, and it's just been a special. It's been a special place in my heart ever since Anniversary Sunday when they came and did the benediction that day. That was so tremendous. But as we think about those community events, then on the 4th, where we have still some special people participating, to include Dr. Clark. Aren't you in the 4th as well, Randy? Okay. And if you didn't get tickets for Saturday, December 8th, there was a crowd there. And so unless you can coerce somebody that did stand in line, but I'm not sure that there are any extra tickets available for that. So enjoy it, those of you that have tickets. I was especially blessed last Sunday night, and if you weren't able to be here, I know so many were traveling, but just a time where we came in thanksgiving, and almost everyone testified of the Lord's provision, His goodness, some very personal, you know, some general, but it was just, when the Lord has the doors open to church, please take advantage of it if you can. Because it's just it's so special to hear your brothers and sisters in Christ sharing their very heart, you know, before God. So, and I think that that's when you are able and in town. Wednesday nights are the same way, to be together in small groups and to pray and to hear. It is a very special, special time. And it keeps you up to date so that you don't have to rely just on a blue sheet, but you can keep up with those in prayer. And then the last thing, and it's a good reminder, because there's already one of these in the offering plate. So it is not too late, because this officially is for next year's budget. Okay, so if you haven't yet, or if you want to change it, just put the difference that you're going to add if you believe God has kind of been extra specially gracious, you know, during these days here before Christmas. So remember that, and thank you.
Yeah, I get to wear my Christmas dice. There's a song in the air, 211. I guess I could wear them anytime I wanted. There's a song in the air, 211. Stand with me. We'll sing all three verses. 211.
Oh, world as we're reminded once more of the lovely songs of Christmas. They touch each of our hearts. We see beyond just the words, but we see so often the message of salvation that they carry. Bless the service this morning. You are past the freedom as he preaches. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Please be seated. The choir is going to sing a song now. We did it at our homecoming anniversary Sunday. The text is by Chris Anderson, the music by Dan Forrest. Gathered today, because of who we believe, the triune God. Number 226 spoke of Christ being virgin born, 226, O little town of Bethlehem.
226, we'll sing 1, 2, and 4, O little town of Bethlehem, 1, 2, and 4. Okay, turn to 202, not number 5, but 202. Sing We Now of Christmas. This is our offering hymn. We'll sing first verse, meet and greet each other, and then 2 through 4 of 202. Stand with me, please. Sing We Now of Christmas.
Thank you.
Through Pastor today, encourage our hearts, convict our hearts. But Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to give back such a small portion of what you have blessed us with, particularly during this Christmas season. Fill our hearts with your joy. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's an example of great minds thinking alike. It's really unusual for, I think this is the first time I can remember that the person playing the offertory and the soloist prepared the same song for the same service. Thank you, Chris. But I was planning to sing that song before the message this morning, but I think I'll spare you hearing it twice and just save that for another time. It is a good song. All right. Since Debbie's still at the piano, we'll go ahead with it. I tried to signal her, we'll skip the solo. But she didn't know what I was trying to say because I think this thing was in the way, and I was trying not to be too much of a distraction while Chris was playing. I was enjoying that. All right. Sorry. Oh. I'll go ahead.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Danger. Behold.